Ween had been on the Sitka Assembly for only a few months when he announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination to House 35, representing Sitka, Petersburg, Hoonah, Angoon, Cake, Tenneke, Pelican, Elfin Cove, Port Alexander, Klawak, Kasan, Thorn Bay, and Kaufman Cove. Travel is a huge part of serving District 35. Ween says he's ready.
During my career, I had cared for people in virtually all of the communities that are represented by District 35. And I've never had the opportunity to go meet with them outside of Sitka. And I have found the campaign to be a wonderful opportunity to not only get to see people that I had known, but also places that I'd only heard about. And it's been eye-opening. It has been absolutely a wonderful experience. And I'm happy to now have to repeat the process and go visit all these communities again.
Unofficial election results put Ween ahead of his opponent, former Hoonah Mayor Kenny Carl Skaffelstad, by only 180 votes. Skaffelstad was a regular visitor to Sitka during the primary race, but credits his strong showing to the fact that politics in such a large area is surprisingly personal.
Like our state, we're big in size, but we're pretty close in heart. And people get to know each other, and they hear each other. It doesn't take a lot for the word to get out. I'm really grateful that the voters recognized that I was there to serve, and I think that that's part of the beauty of our region, even though there are many miles between us. I think when we get on point, we're able to kind of get together and make their feelings heard.
Both Skaffelstad and Ween thanked constituents for turning out for Tuesday's vote. But even combined, the two Republican contenders did not win as many votes as Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins. The three-term incumbent from Sitka did not have a primary challenger, but it was important that Democrats have a strong showing. During the last legislative session, a bipartisan coalition of 17 Democrats, 3 Republicans, and 1 independent controlled the House. Christ Tompkins would like to see the bipartisan majority in place again for the next 2 years.
I definitely am of the mind that bipartisan coalitions are the way to go. You're governing from the middle. It sort of prevents fringe politics from dominating the conversation and forces people to work together. So I think what we've had in the House the last 2 years has been really good for Alaska, in particular really good for coastal Alaska.
As usual, Christ Tompkins was on the move on primary election day. He spoke with KCAW as he was boarding a ferry in Juneau to attend a totem pole raising. He says that his campaign over the next 2 months will look a lot like this.
The best reelection strategy is to do your job really well. So I'll, continue to be doing my very best on that front.
The 2018 Alaska general election, also known nationally as the midterm elections, will be held on Tuesday, November 6th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.